Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself.
Well, welcome, 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 radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. We are so glad that you tuned in today. And I tell you, listening audience, I mean, we just have so many power-packed things scheduled for the month of May. This is National Physical Fitness and Sport Health Month, and we are glad to bring you bring you the program, the information that will lead to revelation and lead to transformation in your life today. Today we have a very, very special guest on the program today, and we'll have Dr. Cheryl Holder from FIU Internal Medicine Department. But before that, let me just tell you a little bit about this is May, National Physical Fitness and Health Awareness Month, and we are going ahead and bringing this information. You know, it's time to get moving. This National Physical Fitness and Sports Month is designed, you know, around this time of the month. We know we have warmer weather. It's time that kids are getting ready to get out of school. And so it's good for the parents and the children to get active. And there's also the President's Council on Fitness and Sports Nutrition that will allow you to get more information. A lot of some of these things you can find on the website as well. You can also go on our website, and we'll give you a little bit more information. And, of course, just a little bit about physical activity. You know, healthy and active life is important, of course. And some recommendations, ages 6 to 17 years old need to be active at least 60 minutes a day. For adults 18 to 64, we'll recommend that be active for 30 minutes a day, and you can even break that down to 8. They say like so many steps per day, or 5 days a week, 6 days, 6 out of 8 weeks. So you know, you can walk with friends, you know, ride the bike after dinner, gardening, basketball, going to the park. So there's just so many things that you can do to keep active. Good nutrition, of course, is important. Start eating healthy. It's easier than we think. We can do this. And so you can do many things, set your goals, you know, eating goals, and so focus on just being healthy overall. So at least, you know, come up with about 6 or 7 goals that you would like to strive for. And also the state of Florida, there's more information that can be shared as far as the Healthy People Initiative. But right now we want to go right into the program, and we're going to take a quick break from our announcer, and we'll come back right back, and we're just excited for our special guest that's coming on today. Okay, stay tuned.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and we're so excited to have you joining with us today. We're excited about this program. We're excited about this day. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, sunny South Florida, and we have a special, very, very special guest on the program today. We're so delighted. We're so grateful, humbled, to have Dr. Cheryl Holder. Dr. Holder, of course, is a board-certified internal medicine specialist. She's dedicated her whole entire medical career to serving the underserved population. Dr. Holder has directed her focus on teaching medical students about working the underserved communities and promoting diversity in health professions throughout Pipeline programs. Of course, last month we talked about Minority Health and Wellness Month, and of course it's timely that we have Dr. Cheryl Holder on the program today. Many of you are listening live, and many of you will be listening to the podcast. We welcome you today to tell someone and join with us and as we go and move toward our goals and health. Welcome, 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 Dr. Holder. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, Dr. Holder. And I believe that today you have prepared to speak with the listening audience with some things that are on your heart regarding this topic of physical health and wellness and maybe other community health issues that you feel that our listeners need to know about. And I will let you go ahead and begin to speak on the area.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I'd love to have a good conversation with you and the audience. We hear all about physical fitness, staying active, losing weight, staying well. Yet when we look at all the statistics, and we just have to look in our friends and family, and we see the exact opposite. We see most people are struggling with weight. Most people are struggling with eating the way that we should. 5 fruits and vegetables, lean meats, less carbs. So what's really going on? And it sounds really simple, but we know it's very, very hard. Very hard to pivot, it's very hard to lose the weight, it's very hard to keep off the weight. So one thing that we know is that as we get older, and especially we'll see the weight going on from early childhood, you'll see that our childhood obesity rates are increasing. So what's happened in our society? We have changed how we eat, how we live, how we grow, what we play. All those things have changed in the last 50 years. Look at your kids and your grandkids. What do they do? What are the first foods they reach for? It's usually not what years ago would be even be available to the children. Years ago, we didn't have potato chips and sodas and snack foods readily available. We had whole grains. We had whole fruits. It just wasn't so easy to reach for foods that had a lot of calories and tasted good. We left a society where we would have to cook everything. Breakfast would have been oatmeal. It wouldn't have been processed cereals because that only came in the last 50, 60 years that you'd have the big push with all these Kellogg's and all those different companies. So it was a lot easier for day-to-day the kind of foods that your body could process, not filled with a lot of calories, and still maintain the weight. When we think about dessert, I find kids have dessert every day. I know as a child growing up, dessert wasn't something that I had every day of the week. It was something you had on special occasions. What you drank with most of your meals was some water or some beverage that you mixed, a little Kool-Aid, but you weren't putting all that sugar that they put in when you get a can of soda. A can of soda could have up to 10, 12 teaspoons of sugar. When you made your Kool-Aid at home, you were not putting in all that sugar. So there's so many ways that the society has changed and the foods that we are presented with and that we choose from that has caused a lot of the problem. It's not so much that we all went out here and wanted to eat and get fat. It's just that the society has changed and the time to prepare food is reduced. Both parents are working very hard. Folks are traveling very far for their work. So, again, there's not that time to put into saying, let's get physically active. I don't know about you, Reverend Sands, but give me an idea of your typical day.
Well, thanks for asking, Doctor. I was just taking some good notes, and that is very interesting because I was trying to figure out how I'm doing with regard to all of the items that you mentioned with myself personally, looking at the way things were when I come up as well. You know, even in the last, you know, each year, or I don't even know, maybe it's per decade or but it's quite a bit of changes. I'll answer that question because, like I said, my mind was going on quite a few things when you were speaking. My typical day, I do try because, you know, I tell people I try to practice what I preach, of course, and so I do try to start now, but I had to train myself to do this because, of course, if you grew up on certain, you know, I can think about when I come up, we were transitioning to the Kellogg's cereals and all of the things, and I initially started with the Night Post and breakfast. You get the well, at that time, grits and eggs and those kind of things and pancake, but it was all cooked naturally, you know, you didn't really during the day, yeah, you didn't get to go to the store or get a whole bunch of candy or anything like that, just get ready for dinner and lunch. But some of the things weren't so great. So as I gotten older and I went to college and I studied pharmaceutical science I studied the health sciences. I mean, I knew, of course, from studying what are the correct things to do. Of course, if you're a health professional and you really admit it, when you're very busy, I talk to people all the time, very busy all the time, running from place to place. Matter of fact, I talked to the ER doctor the other day, and he was like, interesting enough, even his own schedule, he has to really make time to eat right. But the whole point is, as an average person, even myself, in the morning, what I do, I'm typically not a big breakfast eater. When you work in an office with other people, if they have the Dunkin' Donuts or the Krispy Kreme, you will be tempted to grab a cup of coffee. I remember I worked in a hospital one time, and I thought, you know, with other healthcare professionals, I thought certainly this would be just ideal. I mean, there was more coffee every hour. There was, a thing of Dunkin' Donut back there, and I think it's mostly the running and ripping and the rushing that causes
exactly.
The breakfast not to go well.
Mm-hmm. That's what we notice with everyone, and even with our kids nowadays. They have to get up. The school starts at 7:30 for the older kids. Some of the younger kids are by 8, 9. They can barely get a chance to get a good night's sleep to get up and eat. So then you rush, and you pick up the fast foods that are easy, but they're usually high calorie. Then we say, how can you exercise? When you try to exercise, now the definition, this is where a lot of folks, we are pushing physical activity. Physical activity is anything that keeps your body moving and you're just not sitting still. So anything. When we talk about exercise in the science, we're talking about a structured activity that you schedule and you work, and you're trying to move all the muscles, trying to do more than just your day-to-day walking, running, moving, just going from place to place. Getting formal exercise in the schedule is very difficult for most adults, and even now we're seeing with the kids. But everyone can get physically active by simply, if you're running somewhere, we often tell our patients, a little bit farther. If you're going to get in, don't wait for that parking lot, that parking spot close to wherever you're going. Park a little bit farther and walk that few extra minutes. If you can put in 10 good minutes of just moving around, and even when you're sitting at the desk, every 10 minutes or so or 30 minutes, get up, shift your eye from the computer, and do a few little jumping jacks. Jumping jacks move every muscle in the body. So little things like jumping jacks, sometimes just pushing, just doing some push-ups against the wall, anything as you go through the day to increase your physical activity. Now, why do we push all this activity for our health? We know that's the one thing that protects the brain. I have a lot of folks who are telling me they're forgetting things, they're this, they're worried. If you want to help to prevent the brain from deteriorating, you've got to keep the blood flow. And the only way to keep that blood flowing well through the brain is moving, moving, moving. So if you can build in any kind of activity throughout the day, that is the best way possible. We're not talking about weight loss, because weight loss is going to require you to up that activity level and cut the calories. But we're just talking right now about getting the heart pumping better and getting the circulation better to the muscles and especially to the brain. And that is moving the body at all, every way possible. So even simple things, 5 minutes, you're even at church, many times you have the, I love those churches where they have people stand and sit and stand and move around. It keeps mm-hmm. you up and move. Or if you're in the song and you feel like you want to clap your hands, go ahead and clap your hands because that's more physical activity. Or if you got to move and dance during the song because you're so moved by the spirit, do it because that's also activity. We have got to bring back physical activity into our day-to-day lives. And you have to become very much aware. You have to become much more mindful of needing to do it, or else you'll get caught up once you sit down and you get working at that computer or you start doing whatever you do, you will just basically forget about it and the time will go. So we have now with cell phones, it gives you a great opportunity to build it in. You can send off little alarms on your phone. Every hour you can put an alarm, and when that alarm comes off, it just means that you're going to move, even for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, something to build it in to give you that reminder. You've got to do this regular enough to make yourself develop the habit where you get so accustomed to moving that when you're not moving, you're going to miss it. And that's working the brain, and that usually takes about a month to really do every day. So that's why I say use your alarm clock, use your phone to set that alarm so you can build in some activity until you can get to the point where you put in exercise 30 minutes a day, every day. That is the best way to maintain, get some weight loss, and to get the cardiovascular effects and especially the brain functioning effects by keeping moving 30 minutes a day, some sort of real physical activity. Now, you'll hear a lot about what type of active aerobics. Aerobics is when you get your heart rate up and you're really moving those bigger muscles. That's aerobic exercise. You can do some of the less strenuous exercise, but you really best is to mix it up. But start off by just being consciously aware that you gotta have to do things to keep moving. And putting it in your phone and sending off those alarms that say, okay, let me do this. And the other thing is get somebody else in your family or a friend. Teamwork helps. So if you have somebody nudging you along, did you do this today? Did you do that today? Or let's do it together. On your job especially, let's do it together. That's possibly the best way to keep it going. It's just like church where, what is it? Three or more gathered, you have church. It's the same thing. Develop that team. Develop that church of physical activity, or else it's very, very difficult to maintain as you get older. And starting with the kids, having them realize that whatever video game they're playing, that computer game, they can do something standing. Years ago, Wii was very popular, where they could do bowling, they could do tennis, but that's not as popular anymore, and that was one of the breakthroughs we were hoping would be sustained. But it hasn't, and so now the kids are really hooked on just sitting with the video games or texting. And even with those kids, you can put into their phone some alarm and encourage them that when that alarm goes, they go do something else. Even if they just move from room to room to do something, that's, you have to do something with the kids. We don't have recess in the schools anymore. So much of the time the kids are sitting. And we know sitting is probably more detrimental for your health than just standing. So sitting helps you gain weight. It slows metabolism. So just sitting has been part of the problem that we have in our society with pushing this obesity. Everyone is thinking the obesity is because that person just loves to eat too much. But the more we learn about obesity, the more complexity we're finding. And the more we're finding how just lots of our lifestyle that the society has put in has caused us to gain this weight. So even as you look at homes to buy, things you're going to do in your life, look at ways you can build back in the exercise. If you have two apartments to choose from, you're about to buy something or move in, is that place close to a park? Is that place close to somewhere I can just walk to go shopping? So if I feel like walking, I can do it. Because if everything, you're stuck in your car, it makes it so much more difficult to build in that physical activity. Gyms, people buy membership to gyms. I say if you're a gym goer, but
most of the gyms, maybe 10% of the gym, will be used regularly by folks who subscribe. So unless you buy a gym membership to a gym that you're going to pass on your way home, or it's right in your face, or it's downstairs from you, think twice before you spend the money until you get that team together who's going to make sure you go to the gym. Because if you just buy a gym membership and it's too far from your house and it can't be built in, you're probably not going to use it. So I recommend folks to start building the team, using the timers, and then slowly build up to the habit of needing that physical activity. Because until you do, it's going to be, you'll start for a month and you fall back. I don't know if anyone has seen the latest report on the extreme weight loss participants, where after the end of 6-7 seasons, almost all of the early participants gained back even more than what they had lost. And in extreme weight loss, you see what those folks go through. And it's like, how could they gain it back after such a short time? But our bodies change, our metabolism slows, and we have that kind of weight. It's almost like our body has these little messengers telling us we want to go back to that weight. And it is so hard to gain that, to keep that weight off, because your body is going to crave and crave and slow down enough that you have to pretty much eat very little to maintain the weight loss. But it can be done with a gradual onset of physical activity, and then we work towards the diet. I always with my patients say, okay, first we're going to get going, because I need you to get the habit of healthfulness, the habit of how are you going to stay active, the habit of scheduling and being focused and being mindful of what it takes to be, to lose the weight and what it takes to get yourself cardiovascularly well. And the other benefit that a lot of folks don't realize, especially for women, is bones, that we do have to keep active to keep our bones and our ligaments strong so that we don't end up with more arthritis and more injury, and also where the bones are more brittle. And only through exercise can you really protect your bones. So exercise becomes the key in really staying as well as you can. So once we get the activity going, then we move to my next step is to looking at the sleep. Even before I tackle food, I tackle activity and I tackle sleep, because the folks who tend to be very heavy tend not to sleep well, especially as we get older. And the sleep pattern, because the chemicals that helps you to maintain your appetite comes out during sleep. I'll find many of my overweight patients, when I find out about their sleep, there's problems. So then we have to look at what's going on with sleep, because I need the brain and the body to release the amount of chemicals to sleep. So what's keeping folks from sleeping? Many times I find it's those screens again. They're using their iPads and their different tablets at night. They're watching too much TV at night. They have the TV and the lights on all night before they go to bed. And the brain and sleep really has got to cycle down. And I don't know if you teach any of the prayerful meditation or folks to read their Bibles at night. These are very good activities to start slowing yourself down at least 2 hours before bedtime to get that ritual where you're going to become meditative and relaxed so that your body can naturally fall asleep. So these are some of the goals that we have to, and that means turning off the TV, getting that glaring light from the tablet out of your eyes, stop checking Facebook, and really taking time just to contemplate life and reflect on what's happening, and that will help in getting you to sleep. Plus, being more physically active helps people to sleep also. So that's why I always start with physical activity, getting the muscles tired, getting people going. Then we work on the sleep, and then the last thing I look at is the diet, because that's where folks are going to have to become even more aware of their lifestyle and what changes they're going to have to make to lose the weight. And one of the other areas that I've seen change over the years is portion size. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, we didn't have huge drinks, big glasses for juice. We weren't drinking juice all day like I see a lot of the kids do now. And everything wasn't so supersized. nobody gets small anymore. Everybody's getting medium and large and extra large. And that's causing some mechanical changes to our bellies, our guts, our stomachs are bigger than they should be. And that makes you have to eat even more food to feel full. So we really encourage parents not to force feed the children, not to push everything to be so big, because it makes it longer and harder to feel full. They have to eat more and more to feel full. And for your brain to stop feeling hungry, the stomach has to feel full. And if it's stretched out and huge, you're not going to feel full until you've just eaten so much food. So we encourage folks to get that full feeling. We talk about fiber. And that's the other area that we don't see a lot of, fiber, fiber, fiber. So it comes again, what's fiber? Fiber is in the grains, fiber is in fruits, fiber is in vegetables. So if you're eating your five fruits and vegetables a day, you're going to get a lot of fiber and whole grains. So when you eat that meal, you're going to feel a whole lot more full than if you didn't eat anything with fiber. So you have a huge hamburger and that big fries and a soda, but the fiber content is so low in everything else. So you just don't feel full. You can't eat just a small burger and small fries to feel full because there's not as much fiber. You're going to end up eating the larger and the Big Macs and the large fries to feel the same fullness. So our goal is to eat more fiber. So if you're going to start off your meal, you eat your vegetables, you're going to eat high-fiber breads, high-fiber cereals. There's things called Fiber One. There are a lot of fiber, and you should look for the label and see like 4 grams of fiber or more. Lots of vegetables, whole fruits, you'll get your fiber. The other thing we know, lean meats also make you feel full. And anything with protein makes you feel full. So I tell folks you can eat an egg a day. You can eat 2 eggs a day. But just if you don't want all the cholesterol, use 1 yolk and then use 2 of the egg whites. And you'll make a very healthy omelet and that will fill you up because you have the protein from the egg whites. So there are lots of tricks you can do to get the fullness without getting so much food. But the natural way is to look at getting rid of so much of the processed foods in our diet. And even when we go to a McDonald's, the salad, the side salad, rather than the French fries. So you can have your hamburger, but have a side salad with it. Skip the fries. Have water. Skip the soda. So you can be just as helpful in the fast food place. Even now, McDonald's has breakfast all the time. They have an egg white McMuffin. That is also very healthy. And you don't have to eat all the that hash brown thing. That's all fried stuff. You don't need that. But you can have oatmeal. So you have an oatmeal with the egg McMuffin sandwich. That could be very, very filling with a glass of tea or coffee. And 1 cup of coffee is not going to be a problem either. So there's so many ways to make sure that you're eating healthfully without gaining all the weight within all the guidelines. But it will never be the same as having, if you really love Big Macs and large fries and a big soda, you're going to have to give some of that up. There's just no way to lose the weight and eat healthfully by eating that kind of diet. It's impossible. You might be able to do it once or twice a year, but it cannot be a regular thing. So it's hard when I talk with my patients that, yes, there is sacrifice in going back to the way that we recommend. But once your taste buds get used to healthy, natural foods, a real sweet potato, the real salads and tomatoes, it's not going to want to go back to all that fried foods and all those other foods. You're going to see your body will naturally even get feeling a little nauseated. After folks give up all that fried stuff, they can't go back and eat it. So it's just really time.
Well, I tell you. Well, Dr. Holden, I mean, this is just a power-packed 30 minutes. I tell you, this is something that, they're going to have to listen to the podcast. If this is a regular audience, I pray that you got most of that in, And Dr. Holt, again, is at FIU. Are there just in party because this is just such a power pack? I mean, we just can't even do it in a half hour. They're going to have to listen to this. They're going to have to get the notes. Is there a way, do you have any classes or anything? Is there anything that the listeners, if they want more information, what do you recommend for them?
I like the websites with the Medline Plus. Medline Plus, if you Google Medline Plus and you'll see it's a government-sponsored website. It has a lot of very good information on diet and exercise that will – it's written at the level that everyone can understand, and it's at Medline Plus. There are other sites. The National Medical Association has information on diets and foods and physical activity. That's NMANet.org, NMANet.org. And we don't do classes, but I tell folks, get your primary care physician. And there are dietitians that are all covered under the health plans. And they should, if you're insured or not, you can get good dietitian services.
Okay, so that would be the recommendation then. Because I was just saying, I know.
Yeah. And your website, you have access.
Yes, yes, yes. There's some information that they can find on the Alpha Health Rx.com as well, and we'll link all those recommendations right there as well. We plan to be definitely a resource for the community. They can get anything. We want to be able to you know, give them the resources that they need to make a difference, set the wellness goals. But it's just you know, been such a power pack. That's the only thing I could think of. Half an hour. This is a turning point, I believe, for our listeners, our radio listening audience, those who are really committed to making a change, and you know who you are. So, you know, don't take this lightly. There's been some things shared here today that you couldn't buy, you couldn't pay money for this information. But I tell you, we really appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on on behalf of
and
all of us.
And if you need me, I'll come on back again. If ever, just call me. I'll
be great. That would be so great. Okay, thank you very, very much. I am going to definitely, you know, take you up on that. I am... you know, we're out of time at this time, but again, we will try to have a little bit more of you know, maybe we'll do a little bit more time frame where, you know, maybe perhaps they can ask a few questions. But again, our radio listeners, we thank you for tuning in today. This is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Dorette Sands, and until next time, we want you to have a healthy, happy week and have a healthy, happy physical fitness and health month. And we thank you. We hope that you will abide by what has been shared here today. And we thank you. Until next time, we'll say goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sorette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to